Just like yesterday, it is another pleasant and comfortable day across the Northeast. But also, just like yesterday, we are dodging a few raindrops this afternoon, primarily across the North Country. Those showers are being driven by an upper-level disturbance and associated cool pool of air in the upper atmosphere, and these showers are mainly driven by daytime heating, so as we work into this evening, the chances for showers will diminish. So be on the lookout for a passing shower or storm, especially across the north in the coming hours. Most areas from the capital region on south will stay dry, with partly to mostly sunny skies. And then moving into tonight, any showers will basically come to an end across the north. We'll see a little bit more in the way of cloudiness across the north. It looks to be partly cloudy to mostly clear from the capital region on south. Some areas of fog are possible tonight, and it will be a very pleasant night, with overnight temperatures running mainly in the 50s to around 60. We may see a few 40s in portions of the Adirondacks or Greens. Moving into the day tomorrow, that upper-level disturbance will dive a little bit farther south, so more areas have an opportunity for a passing shower or thunderstorm as we go through the day on Friday. And with that increased chance for rainfall, it will end up being a little bit cloudier farther south tomorrow. Temperatures will be in similar territory, running mainly in the 70s to around 80 degrees. And even though we are talking about the potential for some rainfall, the humidity levels will remain low, with dew point temperatures tomorrow holding mainly in the 50s. Moving into the weekend, Saturday looks to be a mainly dry day. However, there is the chance for a late shower or storm. There's a bit of a better chance for storms around and after sunset. Temperatures on Saturday will be right around 80 degrees, and by Sunday it turns a little bit more humid, and with that increase in humidity, there is the chance for some more showers and storms. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably cloudy, chance of an early shower, patchy fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of an early shower, areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high 75 to 80. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, chance of a late shower or thunderstorm, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s, and on Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, more humid, with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.